Maybe we'll begin here in Paragimel Halach Aleph. The Bayis Shenik Shemokhu Yovan goes Xeris al Yisrael Ubitlu Dosam Velohi Nichu Osam Rasak Betar B'mitzvah Supostu Yovan B'mamonam Uvivnosehim. The question is how to translate the phrase Bitlu Dosam. The other phrases are all pretty straightforward, but what about the phrase Bitlu Dosam? What does it mean? So I'm not sure, but what it means is that they attacked, again, not only, again, as the Rambam will say in the next phrase, Talmud Torah and Kiyum HaMitzvos, but the very belief system, that the core beliefs of Yahadus. And the Frankel Rambam, if you look on the side of the page, on Bitlu Dosam, so they refer to the famous Medrash at the beginning of Bereishis Rabba, with the Medrash comments on V'Oretz Ha'isah Sohu V'Avo V'Choshach Al Pnei Sahom. The Medrash sees an allusion to the Dalet Malchios in that pasuk. So it says that Choshach refers to Yovan, Shehechshicha Einehem Shel Yisrael, that darkened the eyes of Yisrael, and said, Kisru Lachem Al Keren Hashur, literally that translates as right on the horns of an ox, and presumably from the placement of the phrase here also, that's what the Rambam is conveying, Bitlu Dosam, that the Yavan was an attack on the very core beliefs that they sought to undermine the core beliefs of Yahadus. And in that in that context, I just thought perhaps I apologize that you don't have this in front of you, but just to read you a little bit from the Rambam's Igeres Teimon. The Rambam, in Teimon, in the Rambam's lifetime, there was a Gveres Shmad passed by the Almohads, and then in addition, given all that turmoil, so conditions were rife, there was also a Mashiach Sheker. And the Rambam wrote his Igeres Teimon responding to that. So he begins with words of chizuk for the Jews who are feeling the heavy, merciless hand of persecution. And he writes as follows. This is just fascinating, the Rambam as being mechazek amcha. Du'u shezosi toras Hashem ha'amita shenitma lona ayedei adon kol ha'neviyim ha'rishonim v'acharonim. Torah, the true, genuine Torah was given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the unique amongst all neviyim before and afterwards. And shabbat Torah hazo sivdilanu hador misho b'nei ha'olam. Through this Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu singled us out. He made us unique amongst all the nations of the world. Shnei merak b'vosef u'choshek Hashem la'ahava osam v'yivchar b'zaram achareyam nikvachem mikol ha'amim kayom hazeh. That there's a bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose b'nei Yisrael. They're an elect people. The aims of the Fisha Hayinu Ru'uyim L'chas, it wasn't that we in our own merits deserved it, al b'chasto shel habore v'tuvo, shehizchaseh eleinu v'heitevanu. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. B'shvil shekodmu l'avoseinu ma'isen tovim b'yediyas habore u'ba'avodasa. In response to the avos, what the others did in terms of knowing, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serving Him. Shenema, lo merubchem mikolo am mchashak Hashem bochem, ki me'avas Hashem aschem, u'mishamaros hashua shenishvah le'losechem. U'mepnei sheyichir osanu haborei b'mitzvosov u'b'chukosov, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us unique, He singled us out with Torah and Mitzvot, v'his bo'ara ma'alaseinu alzulaseinu, and our superiority became clear. Shenem amigoy godol asher lo chutim mishpatim tzadikim kechol ha'Torah hazos asher anochi nosem etnechem hayom. So the result was and continues to be, says the Rambam, kinunu hagoyim kulam al dasenu kinra gadala. That there's a very, very strong sense of jealousy against us. As Chazal say, that Sinai shemisham yorda sinna la'olam. That hatred, anti-Semitism came into the world at Har Sinai. That's what the Rambam reflects here. We'll see, it ties up with the of Yavin and Chanukah soon. Vayilchatzu malcheihem b'shvilam la'arer aleinu sitna ve'eva. Vitzonam lihilochem b'Hashem v'lasos meriva ima. But really, in their resentment to the fact that Klal Yisrael became the Am HaNivcha and was given the Torah, so really that they're really fighting against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rambam, ve'elokim hu mi yorev lo, it's futile. Ve'en locha zman me'oz shenitna lanu Torah zo ad zmanenu zeh. Almost continuously, from the time the Torah is given until our day, says the Rambam, shekol melech over avodah zarah, she'en tchilas kavanosu v'dayto listo torasenu, v'lahafok dosenu ba'omes b'nitzorchon u'b'cheref, k'mo amolek v'sitzua, v'samcherevin v'chadnetzu, v'titus v'adriyonus v'hadikai v'tzeibahem. So there's one group of kings, of rulers, who sought through the sword to try to vanquish us and Torah. And then he says that zehu hanoah ha'echad mishnei hanoim shehiskavnu bal v'natzeach ha'chefas alaki. This was one group of the two groups who sought to prevail, to override HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wish. Aval hanoah ha'shem u'hem ha'mechudodim yishra ha'malchias. But then there was a second group, more sophisticated, in quotations, from the kingdoms. V'hachachamim liyasa halashonos, k'mo ha'adomim v'haparsim v'hayavonim. That these nations, in the notes here it says that Adomim refers to the Romans, Parsim, Persians, v'hayavonim, Greek. She'evu k'mochein somu kavanosom listo dasenu ulohofer tarasenu. They had the same goal, to undermine, to abrogate, to counter our Torah, but they had a different strategy, a different approach. Instead of the sword on the battlefield, so they sought to attack rationally, to try to undermine with all kinds of philosophical arguments. Umagamosim b'cholzeh, and what their goal, what they were trying to accomplish, l'chafer ha-Torah, v'limchos ikvoseh b'chibureim, and try to erase it. K'mo shehizkavnu ha-anosim b'milchamoseihim. The same agenda, says the Rambam. One uses the sword, one uses the pen, it's the same agenda. And then the Rambam has a remarkable pshat in a pasuk in Yeshayahu. He says, "V'lozeh yitzvach, v'lozeh yitzvach." Neither one is going to succeed. Shekadosh Baruch Hu biser osan ha'idei Yeshayahu. Shekadosh Baruch Hu already foretold through the Navi Yeshayahu, "Shekol anos on natsman sheyiskavim listo toraseinu ulevatel daseinu b'klei zayin." If he'll try to, again, to undermine Torah with the sword, with his weapons, Yishaba Habore Klei Mochanto V'lo Yatzlisu U'kemochein Kol Toein Sheyiskavim Levato Masha V'yodeinu. Someone who's going to come through polemics to try to undermine Rachmanu Letzlan Torah, to undermine the truth, Yetzeim M'chuyav Min Hadin B'tanoso V'yivato Oso V'lo Tiskayem. That they'll fail in their polemics, that they'll lose all the forced disputations and arguments. Kemosha Ne'eman, here's the Rambam's pasuk in Yeshayahu, Kokli Yitzar Alayach Lo Yitzlach, V'choloshom Tokun Itoch La'mishpa Tarshi'i. So that's what the Rambam says, that's Pshat in the pasuk, that Kokli means the Klei Zayin, means the weapons, that any weapons which will be wielded against you, Lo Yitzlach, that they won't succeed. V'choloshom, and any language, any culture, any polemical attack, Tashi'i, you will expose the wickedness and the falsehood of that. Zos nachlas avdei Hashem mitzikosa me'itinu un Hashem. So it could be that the Taruv, what the Rambam was ma'arech here in Igeres Teimon, is part of that, is reflected in the Bitlu Dossam, that there was an attempt, again, to undermine the belief system and the foundations of Torah. And then, in addition, so then, Lohi Nicho Sam Lasuk B'Torah Mitzvah. Okay, let's continue reading here. In Halacha Aleph, I wrote, right? Upashtu Yadim de Mamonam Uvivnaseihem. Upashtu Yadim de Vivnaseihem. We know where the Rambam got that from the Gemara in Ksuvis. That the horrible decree that any Vesuva getting married, so the decree was that Tibal, Lehegmon, Tchila. Where the Rambam got Upashtu Yadim de Mamonam from, the source is not clear. Nichnasu laheichal upirtzu belpratzus v'timu ataros, and they defiled the Beis HaMikdash. V'tzal lahem Yisrael ma'od mipneihem, and there was great distress for the Jews because of them. V'lochtzum lachatz gadol, and they pressured them intensely. There was intense pressure. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu had compassion and saved them from the hands of the Greeks, the Syrian Greeks, the Hitzilim, the Gov B'nei Hashmonai HaKonim HaGovim V'Hogim V'Hashir Yisrael Miyodam V'Hamidu Melech Men HaKonim V'Chazo Malchus L'Yisrael Yesel Masayim Shona Ad HaChurban HaSheni. So the Rav Zichron Levracha used to comment, one of the comments that he would regularly make about this halacha in the Rambam is what's missing, is that in the Rambam's account of the story of Chanukah, he doesn't say anything about tefillah. He doesn't describe that because of that Tzar Lahem L'Yisrael Ma'od, because of that intense pressure, the Lachtzim Lachetz Godol, he doesn't say anything about tefillah. Describes the Yeshua, but there's no mention of tefillah. When you juxtapose that, and I'm sorry, due to a technical glitch, you don't have this in front of you, but I'll read to you. In the beginning of the Yad HaChazak, in the beginning of Mishnah Torah, so the Rambam lists he has the Hagdama, where he describes the history of the Masorah, the history of Torah Sheba'al Peh, all the way down to Ravina and Ravashi, and then he sketches briefly what halachic literature has been authored until his day. Then he has the listing of the 613 mitzvahs. And then after that listing, the Rambam has the following paragraph. He says, these are the 613 mitzvahs, and I'm setting out in the Mishnah Torah to discuss all the halachas down to the most pirtei pratim, minute details of all these mitzvahs. And he says, I'm also going to talk about the mitzvahs derabanan in Mishnah Torah as well, kagon mikra, megillah, v'nei Chanukah. And then the Rambam writes as follows. Kol eilu ha-mitzvos, these mitzvos that are abundant, such as Mikra, Megillah, Nechanek, Yetisha, Bav, Erev, and Entilus, Yadayim, chayovim anu lekablam l'shomam. We're obligated to, A, accept them in the sense of acknowledging Chazal's authority to have introduced them, and B, l'shomam, and then practically to observe them, to comply with them. Shenem l'sosu mikol hadova. The pasuk in Parshas Shoftim. Ve'enam tosefus al mitzvos haTorah. The fact that Chazal introduced these mitzvos derabanan doesn't constitute bal tosef. It's not a violation of bal tosef. Says the Rambam, ve'al ma'his hira Torah l'sosef l'sigra. So what then is the domain of these isurim bal tosef or bal tigra if it doesn't prevent mitzvos derabanan? Shelo yiyah navi rashai v'chadish davar. That a navi can't introduce a mitzvah, the lomar, shakadosh baruch hu tzivol b'mitzvah zo lahosifo l'mitzvot haTorah o l'chaser achas me'eva ashesh me'asu shashos v'mitzvot. If Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra says that a Navi can't come and directly attribute Mikra Megillah or Nechanike or Erezen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and told me it's time to come out with a second edition of the Chumash, and now we need to have 614 mitzvahs, or 612 mitzvahs. If they would do that, so then that taka would be Bal Tosef or Bal Tigra. Aval im hosifu bezin im navi sheyeh ba'oso hazman mitzvah derech takana o derech hara o derech gezeira ein zel tosefes. But if they do it again as a rabbinic enactment, shaharei lo omu shekadosh baruch hu tziva lasos erev o vikos en megillah ba'onah. So they don't attribute the mitzvah directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ilu omu chen hayim hosifin ala Torah. That taka would have constituted Bal Tosef. Now listen, let's listen carefully to these next two lines. Elikachonu omen. How is the mitzvah derabanan presented? How is it introduced and how is it presented? So this is the paradigm. Shehanaviim in Bezdin tiknu v'tzivu likos ha-megillah ba'onasa. At the time of Mikra Megillah, there was still Nevuah, Mordechai, and others. There was still Neviim. So they introduced, again, as a rabbinic enactment, Mikos HaMegillah Ba'onasa, Kedei L'Hazkir Shvachav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to mention the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Utshuos Sh'asa Lanu, and the salvation that he wrought for us, V'hoya Karov L'Shu'enu, and he was close to our tefillah, Kedei L'Varuch Hu L'Halalo, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedei L'Hudiyah the Doros Habayim, and to show, to demonstrate, to illustrate for all future generations, she'emes masha hiktichanu batorah ki migay gadol asher lo Elohim krov me'lov kashem elokeinu v'chol kareinu elov. To illustrate, to demonstrate empirically for all future generations that what the Torah promises us in Parshas Vaschanan, the Koach HaTfilah, and specifically the Koach HaTfilah of the Rabbin, that that's what happened in Purim, that the turning point in the Nes of Purim is the Lech Knosis Kol HaYehudim, the Tzumu Alai, is Tfilah. So the Rav Seore is sort of magnified by this juxtaposition of Purim, that here in the story of Hanukkah, so the Rambam doesn't, there's no hint that there was tefillah. And by Purim, the Rambam says, no, that's what Mikra Megillah is all about. Mikra Megillah, again, the Rambam is explaining in terms of Mitzvah Darabonon, that A, Chazal can't attribute them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and B, even without that attribution, even when they're identified as Darabonons, so Chazal have to link it up with something in the Torah. It has to be motivated that it comes to foster, reinforce something in the Torah. So what is it in the Torah that the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah comes to reinforce? So among other things, says the Rambam, it comes to reinforce our belief in Korach HaTfilah, specifically the Tfilas HaTzibur, Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav. So that's what the whole mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is about reinforcing this belief in Korach HaTfilah, and in Chanukah it's not there. So what emerges is very important, again, both conceptually and arguably to a degree, even practically. Right? We're all familiar with the fact that Chazal identify both the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah as well as Hadlakas Ner Chanukah with Pirsumei Nisa. The Pirsumei Nisa, and what's more, that's what the Rav used to say, as you know, that's why the Rambam begins in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, telling us the background, telling us the history, not because he's giving us a crash course in history, but since Mitzvahs Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is for Pirsumei Nisa, so the history is relevant to the Halacha. The history is relevant to the Kiyam HaMitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. Certainly the optimal Kiyam HaMitzvah requires that a person have this historical background in mind, that he be aware of it. So what emerges from juxtaposing these two accounts, again, the Rambam's definition of what Mikra Megillah is with his sketching of the background of Hanukkah is that the Persumei Nisa, while there is, again, a common denominator of being Mefarsem HaNes, but is also very, very different in the following respect. That on Purim, through Kriyas HaMegillah, so the Persumei Nisa, what we're supposed to hear and what we're supposed to see, I guess the Rambam wouldn't say between the lines, but in the lines of the Megillah, is that Mi kashem elokeinu b'chol kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav b'korach hatfilah. Masha em kein, what would be if we wanted to sort of ghostwrite for the Rambam how he would present the tekon of Ner Chanukah? Again, in order to, for a derabbanan to be legitimate, says the Rambam, A, it has to be identified as such. B, you have to explain what it is in the Torah that the derabbanan is coming to reinforce, what it's coming to foster, what it's coming to facilitate. There's no such thing as an independent mitzvah derabbanan. So the Rambam, again, by way of illustration, so he articulates what Chazal, in the Rambam's understanding, had in mind for Mikra Megillah. So if we were to try to ghostwrite for the Rambam what they had in mind with Ner Chanukah, so in light of the Rav's Ha'orah, it would be, again, the eternity of the bris between HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael, so that when things get bad enough, if it's Tzar Lohem LeYisrael Ma'od, and it's Lachtzum Lachat Godol, and the pressure is really, really intense and unbearable, and Bo Mayim Ad Nofesh, so at that point, without any reference of whether we're worthy or unworthy, at that point, without even there being any initiative of tefillah on our behalf, is Rechem Aleim Elokei Avoseihem V'Hoshiyam Niyodam. If you take a look, the bottom source here on this first side is a posuk in Malachi, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Ani Hashem Lo Shamisi, which again minimally means that I haven't changed, I haven't altered the bris that I've made with you, I haven't reneged, and it's quoted in an even broader and more fundamental that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechlal, he doesn't change, so therefore whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says remains true eternally, and hence the bris is eternal, and as a result, the Antem B'nei Yaakov Lo Chalisan, and as a result, you, the Jewish people, will never ever be destroyed, because Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi, I don't change, I don't, Rachman Oletzban, go back on my word, Lo Ish Kel V'Yechazez Ben Odom V'Yisnechon, and as a result, because of the bris, so Atem Bnei Yaakov Lo Chalisim. So Kimaduma, that if the Rambam were going to, again, write a parallel to what he did for Mikra Megillah, for Ner Chanukah, that this is what it would be, and that's why it's even without the tefillah, and even without any notion of being worthy. Perhaps, just for a few minutes, let's follow up. The Rambam here, in context of Mikra Megillah, and we try to extend it to Ner Chanukah as well, is addressing a very fundamental question, which is, again, how it's possible to have Drabonans on two levels. One, technically, in terms of the Torah's Isser of Bal Tosif, just on a technical level, but then more than that, on a philosophical level, one can't improve on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. So what room is there for mitzvahs derabbanan? So the Rambam's answer to that is that Chazal were charged with tactically, strategically protecting the Torah, reinforcing the Torah, fostering what it says in the Torah, and it's in that context that all derabbanans, whether they're gzeiros telling us not to move muktzah on Shabbos, or whether they're mitzvahs mechudashas, such as Mikra Megillah or Ner Chanukah, were introduced. If you take a look on the second side, the one who very clearly articulates an alternate understanding of mitzvahs derabbanan is the Ritva. It's on the top of the left-hand column, if you see Vahadik Amar, the top of the left-hand column there, I will say. Ritva's point of departure is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah with which we're all familiar. Where the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lefanai Malchus Zechanus V'Shalfas. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells us that on Rosh Hashanah we should say Psukim of Malchus, Psukim of Zechanus, Psukim of Shalfas. So Rashi Al HaTorah seems to be of the opinion that the Psukim of Malchus, Zechanus, and Shalfas Taka Ar Midaraisa, and that it's Achi of Midaraisa to say the psukim that we do in the Musaf Shmon Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. But the Chachmei Sfarad from the Ramban on all understand, based on the simple reading of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of Amud Daled, that saying the psukim Malchus Zechanus and Shalfas is only the Rabbanon. Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah quotes a brisa. It says, let's say a person is a farmer, he lives out in the countryside, and he's more or less equidistant. There are two cities, two settlements that are within range for him to go to. In one of them is a Baal Tefillah who knows the Shemon Esrei by heart. So if he goes there, he'll be able to hear and be Yotzei Tefillas Musaf. The other one, they have a shofar, they have a Baal Tokeah. But each one is lacking the other. Where they have the Shliach Tzibah, they don't have a shofar. And where they have a shofar, they don't have someone who knows the Shemon Esrei. So the Baisa says, you go L'mokam Shetokin, and not L'mokam Shemavarchin. So the Gemara says, Chita Hadaraisa Hadarabonis. Kia Shofar is Daraisa. We're saying the Psukim of Malchus, Zechanus, and Shofar is only Darabonis. So that's why the orientation of the Chachmei Sfarad is that the Psukim that we say in Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, Zechanus, and Shofar is only Darabonis. So hence the question is, what do you do with this Lashon HaGemara that Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lefanai Malchus, Zechanus, and Shofar? How do Chazal, as it were, attribute it directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So if you look at this Ritva, it's a very, very fundamental passage, and again, it's sort of the counterpoint or the alternative to the Rambam's scheme and understanding of the Rabbanon. The top of the left-hand column. The Hadika Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lefanai Malchus Zechanus V'Shalfas Mishum De'afal Gav D'Psukei Malchus Zechanus V'Shalfas Eina Min HaTorah Ela Midra Rabbanon Kita Parishna. Mikol Mokom Mimash Amra Torah Zichron Truah. The fact that when the Torah speaks of shofar, it doesn't only say, as it does in Parshas Pinchas, Yom Truah Yelachem, but the Torah also, I think in Emor, has the phrase Zichron Truah. Yesh Lomod Sheroi Lahazkir Psukei Truah Upsukei Zikorim. So we'll see in a minute, the Dvar is going to say it even more clearly and more forcefully, that the Ritva says that mitzvahs d'rabbanan have a hint in the Torah, and that for whatever reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded directly so many mitzvahs, and then additionally within the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu dropped hints to Chazal for mitzvahs that he wanted them to introduce. And that's what it means when a mitzvah derabbanan is depicted as Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because on one level it is Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because from the phrase Zichron Truah Yesh Lilmot Sheroi Lahazkir. Umishem Hochi Katani Rabbi Akiva, continuing, She Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu In Mulfana Malchus Zichronos. She Kol Ma She Yesh Lo Asmachta Min HaPosuk. Hey, Ir Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Shavoi Lasos Kain Ela Shelo Kiva Ochova Umesara VaChachamim VeZedav Abara VeEnes. Every mitzvah d'rabbanan will have an asmachta in the Torah, and it's that which is the justification for the mitzvah d'rabbanan. Right. So this is the alternative to the Rambam scheme. The Rambam scheme is that the justification for the Rabbanans is that Chazal were charged with fostering, facilitating, protecting the Oraisas, and that's the justification for the Rabbanans. And the Ritva says, no, the justification for the Rabbanans is that they're all, in terms of mitzvos mechudoshos, they're all rooted in asmachtas. They're all rooted, and asmachta means sheheyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loshon He'ore, right? An observation, an insight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides an insight to the Chachamim. He cues, he gives a clue to the Chachamim, Shiroi Lasos, okay, for whatever reason, why, I'm not sure if we know, Sh'ela Shalo Kiva Ochova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself didn't legislate it as a Daraisa, but he left it as a hint, Umisar L'Chachamim, V'zeh Dova Boy of Emes, and the Dva says, that's Pshad and Asmachtas. When you find, for instance, that the Gemara at the beginning of the second parish in Asafas Beitza gives an Asmachta for Erev Tashilin, making an Erev Tashilin when you cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so the Dva says, the Pshad and that Asmachta is that the din of Erev Tashilin, the mitzvah of Erev Tashilin is a mitzvah of Rabbanan, but there's a hint in the Torah that Chazal should introduce such a mitzvah. And that's what Pshat and Asmachta is. The lo kedivei ha-meforshim, don't listen to those who say that an Asmachta means shehu kederech simon shenasnu chachamim. That's just a mnemonic device. Don't buy into that for a minute, says the Ritva. Shehu kederech simon shenasnu chachamim, that it's a mnemonic device. V'lo shekavanu satar lachach. But really, it has nothing to do with the pasuk. Chas v'shalom yishtakeya hadova v'loyei amen. Shezod das minasi. How can you say the Chazal are using psukim and associating dinim d'rabbanan with psukim when in reality the pasuk is not on any level relevant to the din d'rabbanan. Aval haTorah he'ira b'chach. Again, the Torah is giving this insight. The Torah is dropping the clue to Chazal. Umos achiv hadava l'kovo l'chachamim in yirtzu. K'mo shekosu v'asisa al pi hadava asher yagidu l'cha. Whenever there's a mitzvah mechudeshes, mikra, megillah, necharek, whatever it is, there's going to be some raya or zecher or asmachta ledivrei min haTorah. Kloma she'enam mechadshim dava milibam. It's not their initiative. V'chol Torah shebal per v'muza v'Torah shebachsav shehi temima, Torah Hashem temima, v'chas v'shalom shehi chasera klum. So again, this is the alternate conceptual scheme for the Rabbanans.
So, you hear sometimes in shurim that the Magisher will say it's an asmachta be'alma.
Right.
So, is it to minimize it? So this would be a negative.
Depending upon how asmachta v'alma is intended, asmachta still remains a contrast. Even according to the Bitva, there is a contrast between an asmachta and a drasha gemura. A drasha gemura yields a din d'oraisa, and an asmachta yields a hint for a mitzvah midrabanan. But if it's said as asmachta ba'alma in the sense of, you know, yeah, so then that's that's against the Ritva, that's more in line with the Rambam's understanding, again, both of mitzvahs d'rabbanan and of asmachtas. As a matter of fact, you find, I forgot to ask for this to be put in the sushi, but if you have a chance, you'll take a look. That in the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, Takadai Eruvei Tavshilin, I think it's on Yud Zayin on the days of Masachos Beitza, and it speaks exactly to your point and the phrase you're mentioning. So we know that when we make an Erev Tavshilin, we take a challah or something, we take something which is baked, and we also take something which is cooked. Right. So when we make the Erev Tavshilin, we have both a dova ha'ofoi and the Dova HaMavushal. So the source for doing that when we make Erev Tavshilin is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that we paskin that if you want to be able to, again, not only cook, but also potentially bake based on the Erev Tavshilin, the Yom Tov HaShabbos, so when you make the Erev Tavshilin, you have to have both the Dova HaOfoi and the Dovor Hamnevusha. And the Rish says, no, that's not how we paskin at all. The simple reading of the Gemara is that you just need a tafshil. All you have to do is take that piece of chicken or that piece of fish, and you don't really need a dov ha'ofo, even if you want to bake, and that's really the din. And then the Rish says, very beautiful snapshot of the humility of Chachmei HaMasora, but lo milo ani libi lava al divrei dodi. But I don't have the chutzpah to go against what my uncle Rabbeinu Tam said, which is why the chatzilah, we know that when you make an erev tafshilin, so again we take not only the piece of fish or chicken, we take challah or something like that. So now Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya to his view that at the beginning of the parak, Rabbi Lezer says an asmachta to erev tafshilin is from the pasuk of Esa Sher Tofu Eifu. The Esa Sher Tevashalu Bashelu, that Ein Ofen Ella Al Ha'ofoy, the Ein Mevashlin Ella Al Ha'mevusho. If you want to bake on Friday, Yom Tov for Shabbos, there has to be something that's baked already. When you made the Erev Tafshilin, you had a Dova Ha'ofoy. And Ein Mevashlin Ella Al-Mevusho, if you want to cook on Friday for Yom Tov for Shabbos, it has to be in the Erev Tafshilin with something Mevusho. And the Re answers back to Rabbeinu Tam, what are you bringing raya on Asmachtas Ba'alma? So that's exactly, if you look there, that's exactly this point of contention we're talking about, that if the Asmachtas Ba'alma is a very convenient or even cute mnemonic device, how much of a raya can you bring from going to be medayik in a mnemonic device? You can't pass and shadow that way, the Rebbe says. But if an asmachta is the way Rabbeinu Tam says, the asmachta is, this is where the Torah hints to Chazal that they should introduce the mitzvah, so then you can bring, it's not, you're right, you wouldn't say asmachta ba'alma in that tone of voice. It would be a good proof. If you look, I think it's in this context, again, of the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ritva, of what the conceptual framework for mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, is, that the very famous Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Bahalos should be understood. If you take a look here in the Ramban, it's again on the second side of the page, it's to your right of where the Ritva is. So he begins by quoting the Medrash, that Rashi quoting the Medrash. Lama nismach ha-pashas menor l'chanukas ha-nasiyim v'sik sh'ra'a aharon chanukas ha-nasiyim chol shadayto sh'lo hoya iman b'chanukah lohu v'lo shifto. So neither Aaron personally nor Shevet Levi were involved in Pashas Naso in the chanukas ha-nishkan. So Aaron had chalishas hadas in that. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu chayecha shalcha gadol v'nishalahem. Don't worry, your shir, your role is greater than what the Nesiyim representing their respective shvatim did these past 12 days. Sha'atam madlik u'meitev v'saneros bokev o'erev loshen rashim imidrash agoda. The loneliest bar of Lee says, I don't know what pshat in this famous medrash is. Loma nichamo b'hadlogas neros lo nichamo b'ktaras. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu console Aaron by telling him the mitzvah of lighting the menorah? Why not about the ketores? Sheshibcho bo hakosav yasimu ketorah v'apecha. When the Torah singles out one avoda, which is sort of reflects the special status of Shevet Levi, it refers to the ketores. And if the consolation should be for Aaron personally, so why not mention things that only the Kohen Gadol can do? So then the Ramban says, skipping down, if you see where the 9 is to a footnote at the end of that line, Aval inyan ha-hagoda hazo, but what Chazal have in mind here, Lidrosh remez min haparsha al chanukah shel neros shehoyesa bebaya sheni al yidei Aaron uvonov. What Chazal are really alluding to here is not the mitzvah and practice of lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather it's referring to, again, the role that Aaron's descendants will play in the time of the Hashmonaim in reclaiming the Beis HaMikdash, and in so doing, they will generate a mitzvah l'doros, a mitzvah that will, unlike all the other mitzvahs HaMikdash, a mitzvah that will endure even la'acha churban habayis. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is consoling him dafka with Nechanika. Well, inyan ha'agadah azu lidrash remez v'nafash al chanukah shal neros sheho yisa bebayis sheni al yidei Aaron uvonav v'tzoni lo mechashmanoi kohen gadol uvonav ubeloshen hazen mitzvah siho b'mgivastom v'bein anisim shehizke ha'agadah zel. There's another version of this medrash when my point, says the Ramban, is made explicit. It confirms what I'm saying. The Chanukah shekeruya al shemam, v'hi Chanukas b'nei Hashmonai, u'v'ficha chismich parsha zu, u'parshas Chanukas ha'mezbeach ad kam v'shono. Skipping down, you see the after there's that little break in the where it says in the fourth line, v'hinei dovo yadua. V'hinei dovo yadua shekshein beis hamikdash kaim v'hakorbanos betelim nechorvano afaneros betelos. Aval lo ramzu elu l'neros chanukas chashmonai shehin noheges af la'acha churban b'galoseinu. So according to the Ramban, again, very, very famous Ramban, so the Torah here in Parshas Vahaloska, in the Smichus HaParshios between the menorah and the Chanukas HaNesiyim of the end of Parshas Noso, there's a remez to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So the context in which this Ramban should be understood is the Ritva we just read. The Hainu, that apparently the Ramban already, not surprisingly, already had this scheme, again, of weird mitzvahs derabbanan and how they fit into the picture. And again, not necessarily that you have to explain how they're fostering something in the Torah, but you have to discover, or you have to have a tradition, how the Torah already planted the seed, and how the Torah again hinted to Chazal that they should introduce such a mitzvah. And further, I think confirmation that the Ramban had such an approach. If you take a look at the Ramban here on the bottom of the page, this is the Ramban commenting on the pasuk of in the end of Kisetze. We know it from Parsha Zohar of Zohar Esa She'asa Lecha Amalek. Kvar hizkarti hamedrash shadarshu bo b'sifra yochel b'leiv shuhu omer lasishka acharei shichachas halev amura homani mekayim Zohar shota hishana b'ficha. So the Sifri says a person has to articulate Zechiras Amalek, not just the memory. Memory is already prescribed by Rav Sishkach. Zohar adds that it has to be oral. V'chein b'sefri Zohar es asher asa l'cha Amalek b'peh lo tishkach b'leiv v'lo yadati mahi hazchira hazu b'peh. So what exactly? Lamais tachlis. So what does it mean? This is a chir of a peh. What does it entail? What is it supposed to translate into? Im loma shenikra pashas amalek betzibur. Perhaps what it means is that we should read and thereby recount and remember the story of Amalek betzibur v'nimtzeinu lemeidin, and then we would derive that of the parsh of the arba parshios. Min haTorah b'shniyah Zohar, the Parsha Zohar has a root in the Torah, and then look at this next line in the Ramban Rabbosai, v'yasmach l'mikru megillah min haTorah. Again, that's the same, that's the Ramban l'shitasa on Parsha Zahalosa, and again, probably ultimately reflecting what the Ritva fully articulated, again, this alternate scheme for Mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. The Mitzvahs d'Rabbanan have a smach, they have a hint within the Torah. That's what the Ramban That's how he understands the psukim b'halosa, and that's why he says that this is a possible pshat here in the psukim kiseita. He goes on to give a different pshat as well. Okay, and just to conclude, again, that basically how this approach, I think, was the one of the Chachmei Sfarad. We've seen it in the Ramban and the Ritva. If you take a look at the Rashba, which is, again, to the left of the Ramban, underneath the Ritva. So the Rashba is responding to a question that Tosfos asks. Tosfos asks, how is it that we have Tzkiyas de Me'usaf, Tzkiyas de Me'umar, and Rosh Hashanah? Why isn't it Bal Tosef? So all's fine and good. It's a good thing to dupe the Satan is a good thing. But what happens to Bal Tosef? We're blowing extra kolos. So Tosef's answers, there's no Bal Tosef in repeating a mitzvah. There's only Bal Tosef in expanding a mitzvah. That Birkas Kohanim should consist of four or five brachas is Bal Tosef. That a Kohen duchens more than once a day is not Bal Tosef. Fine. So the Ritva says, that's true, I'm masking with you, but the question, to begin with, was no question. And the way the Rashba answers, and again, keep in mind sort of the Rambam that we read before, as we look at this Rashba, if you take a look, you see the bottom of, all the way to the bottom of the left-hand column, it's around 8 lines from the bottom. Ava b'nesh she'omdu chachomim v'tiknu. No, that should begin earlier, a few lines earlier. Umistabra de la Pasha, where the print gets bigger again. And the print was small for a while there, and then right after footnote 3836, I can't read what it is, then the print gets larger again. Umistabra de la Pasha klal, de lo onu chosam de ika mishum baltosef ela ba meshehum mosef midas atzmo. Kigon Kohen Shahosef Bracha Mishalo, a Kohen adds a fourth bracha to Birkas Kohen, Inami Yoshin Bishmini Besukkah, Bimiskavim a Mitzvah. In Eretz Yisrael, so someone will add an eighth day to Sukkot and sit in the Sukkah on the eighth day. Aval Bamesh Omdu Chachamim Vitiknu Litzorech, Ein Kan Bal Tosef. So if you juxtapose this to the Rambam, again, they both deal with the same question of mitzvahs derabbanan vis-a-vis Bal Tosef. The Rambam says Chazal are also governed by Bal Tosef, and he explains how derabbanans are not Bal Tosef. And the Rashba's answer is no, Chazal are not subject to the restriction of Bal Tosef. Why? Because it's part of the, again, it's part of that same consistent approach that for the Rashba, like the Ramban before, like the Ritva after, so the Torah itself left mitzvahs that it wanted Chazal to introduce. It left these hints, it left these markers for mitzvahs, whether it be the Pesukim of Malchus Zechonos and Shofos, whether it be Mikra Megillah, whether it be Ner Chanukah. So the Torah itself said that we're leaving hints for Chazal to introduce these mitzvahs derabbanan. That's what the Rashba says. Chazal were not subject to Bal Tosef. The Rambam has a totally different understanding. The Rambam says, no, the Torah is a closed canon. He says, the Torah didn't leave hints for Chazal to introduce mitzvahs derabbanan, and Chazal are also governed by Bal Tosef, and that's what the Rambam says. Every mitzvah derabbanan, you have to understand what it is that Chazal were fostering within the Torah. And that's what we suggested, that in terms of the Pesumei Nisa of Purim, an emphasis within it is Korach HaTfila, and the Pesumei Nisa of Chanukah, the emphasis within it is just the eternity of the birth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Klal Yisrael.
So that's the question.